T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tim May, now with Letterman Row, covering the Buckeyes for many, many years. Tim, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing very well. I got to play golf this morning with a buddy of mine. And,
nice.
You know, it's not the score, you know. It's the attitude you take to and from the course. So,
are you saying you shot poorly, Tim? Are you saying you shot poorly today? Are you saying you shot poorly?
I'm saying I had about 5 holes I wish I had back, if you follow my drift. If golf was a 13 or 14 hole endeavor, I'd be okay, because I always end up with 1-8 no matter where I am.
Hey, Tim.
I think everyone gets an 8 at some point.
Yeah, right. Tim, yeah. You know, we were just talking about this Buckeye pledge that the players have to sign. I got a problem with it. They're not professional athletes, even though they should be allowed to make money, in my opinion. I don't know. What you've been covering this team forever. What do you think about this?
I think it's an ever-evolving situation, to be honest with you. And you know, I think the next year or so, forget about COVID-19, you know, and everything else. I think the next year or so are going to be very interesting for college football, because, you know, like I even brought up on my podcast this week with after I had Gene Smith on, but we were talking about, you know, what happened in 2011 and, you know, everything that happened there, you know, a year from now is probably going to be legal. You know what I mean? And so how do you police everything is going to be, because you're still playing for an entity, you know, you're not a tennis player out there just playing by yourself. And so I don't know. I just think the next year is going to be interesting in all kinds of ways in that regard, about where does the buck stop, so to speak.
How do you think the players have responded to this idea of the Buckeye Pledge? Have you talked to anybody?
I don't know. We're not getting to talk to people right now, sure, as you well know. I mean, college football is not like the NFL.
Come on, Timmy. You got cell phone numbers. You're texting people. Come on, Timmy. You're locked.
Yeah, down. Yeah. But I mean, you know, it's like you kind of give them their. I'm not going to get into, like, any conversations I've had that I haven't reported. Let's put it that way. You know what I mean?
Right.
I got you. This is going to be, like I said, it's going to be very interesting to see how this all blows over one way or the other, is the way I'm looking at it. I mean, just because, you know, guys are getting some freedoms, and then maybe with that's going to come some, you know, some agreed-on constraints or whatever you want to call it, and so I don't know. I mean, I just think we're in for an interesting time.
All right, we're talking with Tim May, Letterman Row. Tim, I know you mentioned the podcast. You mentioned Gene Smith was on it. Give us a little bit of a preview of what we can hear in the podcast with Gene Smith.
Well, first of all, of course, I asked him about, you know, is there going to be a football season this
right.
year? And then, you know, I'm just being sort of paraphrasing there, but there are a lot of things that have to happen, obviously, and them getting back to getting to work out in the Woodlands Athletic Center, 9 players at a time, it's barely the first step. This is like watching a baby learn to, you know, a kid learn to crawl before he gets to walk. So there are a lot of steps that have to fall in place, but he's cautiously confident that eventually we're going to get to a situation where there's going to be players and they're going to be fans in stands, but how far that goes remains to be seen. But the main reason I had him on was just to talk about, I mean, Gene Smith, you know, when he became an athletic director in 1986 at Eastern Michigan, I think he was on one of only 1 or 2 African-American athletic directors in all of Division I, some kind of figure like that. But the way he has come how far he has come in that regard, and then the way he has brought other people along with him. You look at Pat Chun, the athletic director at Washington State, Asian American. Dustin, you remember Pat Chun. And
Pat's still a buddy.
Yeah, you look at Martin Germond, the athletic director now at UCLA, was at Boston College. Heather Like, is the athletic director at Pittsburgh. Yeah. She was worked under Gene too at Ohio State. I mean, that's a pretty good voting block right there in Division One of four in Power Five conferences of people he's brought along and all, others he's mentored. But it's just kind of like, he is in an interracial marriage with his wife Sheila, and just sort of the slings and arrows they slings and arrows that they witnessed back when he was at Iowa State and then moved on to Arizona State, but then now at Ohio State. But just how things definitely are changing in the world in terms of race relations, et cetera, and racism. But we still have a long way to go. It's kind of like the last 10% is the hardest, in anything. And sure. So we got into all of that and where you kind of sees things going. It's pretty interesting.
Well, I'm excited to listen to it. And of course, I guess the main question is, not the main question, but one of the questions is, does he think that we'll have some sort of fans in the horseshoe in the fall?
Yeah. I mean, I think, right now, and, the bottom line is, it's going to be different a month from now than it is now. And that this is like this, the bar that you've got a hurdle keeps changing, whether it's higher or lower based on the latest, information. But I think he's, as he said, cautiously optimistic that there are going to be fans, but it's probably not going to be, 100,000. I mean, I think that's not being very bold saying that. The question is how many can you get in there? That'll depend on, what in fact are the guidelines set forth by the state of Ohio in terms of people congregating and right. As he said a long time ago, he's not sure he'd be for playing football if it's not safe to have some fans in the stands, meaning if it's not safe for fans to sort of be around each other but in a social distancing way, well, how could it be possibly safe for football players? We'll see as it goes along how that goes. But I don't know. I just think just based on what he's talking about, I mean, I think he is, the word I use is cautiously optimistic, we're going to see some kind of football. I wrote a long time ago on LettermanRow.com a story back when this was first starting that I could conceive or perceive a 10-game season for all the Power Five teams and them all playing an intra-conference schedule, and like I said, throw BYU maybe and Notre Dame into the Big 12 so they'd have 12 teams. But the bottom line is just get through this season any way you can until, you get the a COVID-19 vaccine, which is obviously going to change a lot of things.
We're talking with Tim May, Letterman Row. Tim, in terms of their game plan, in terms of practice and stuff like that, have they talked about that publicly yet? Like, has Ryan Day said anything about, what their plans are? Is practice going to be any different when they get it started?
I mean, the NCAA has even said that, the NCAA has put forth a 6-week window, which I also proposed about a couple of months ago, that's where you could see it coming because everybody missed spring, some or all of their spring ball, and they're going to be these limited kind of like sessions. Right now is the plan, before you start really bringing people back together. I'm not even sure right now. I don't have it on good authority, but I'm not even sure right now that the coaches are even getting to meet with the players, at least on a, you call it a regular basis. I mean, that's still to come. So, it's, like I said, the whole thing is in flux right now. The main thing is it's just getting guys back on campus, sort of under the aegis of Mickey Marotti, the strength and conditioning guru, and his people, and getting them back into some semblance of football playing shape.
Yeah, I mean, what do you, I guess you're, as you mentioned, you're not talking to the players, so you don't know exactly. But I mean,
yeah.
How big of a concern is it? I would think more for like the big guys, like the O-line, D-line guys who haven't been able to really work out and stay in shape in terms of, you know, keeping weight on and or keeping yep. weight off, depending on which way you go, right? I mean, those guys got to be the ones you're probably most concerned with, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, we got to talk to Josh Myers and Wyatt Davis, you know, two big-time studs yeah. on the offensive line. I mean, center and guard, both of whom have a great possibility to be All-Americans this year. And, you know, they were talking about they've been pretty much this was like a couple of weeks ago, but they've been able to maintain to a certain extent. But there's a big difference, there's a big difference between football shape, weight, and just maintaining weight. And a lot of these guys were limited in like just the machines or the weights that were available to them at their homes and, you know, or wherever they were working out. And so, yeah, I mean, this is all about, you know, these next several weeks are all about just getting them back into that, as close as you can, back into that mm-hmm. prime condition. That's the thing about major college football now that's totally different than it was even when you were around. Way back when, pardon the expression. the off-season program is so acute now to what is going on, and they stay within 90-95% of probably peak condition, you know, throughout the off-season and preseason. So that's what they're missing, and that's what they're trying to get back, you know, at Alabama right. and Ohio State and all these other places right now.
Yeah. Tim, tell the folks how they can listen to the podcast.
Hopefully they have a computer or a cell phone, but you can listen to it on – you can watch it on YouTube, just Tim May Podcast. It's pretty easy to find. And then you can also find it on all the platforms, Stitcher, iTunes, and all those things. And back to what – I just wanted to bring it up back to what y'all were talking yeah. about earlier about that pledge. I mean, the thing about that pledge that's interesting is that what you're looking at, like I said, over the next probably 6 months for sure, there is going to be an accepted risk by anybody. Whenever you get guys back together and you have them, you know, mingling, so to speak, in any regard. So mm-hmm. I think, you know, I'm not sure that pledge is that outrageous, I guess, is what I'm saying. But, you know, who knows? I mean, you're just trying to get everybody to understand that when you get back together, there is some risk involved, and there is also some responsibility on your part to take care of your own business, you know? So, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Tim, we appreciate it, man.
That controversial, I guess, is what I'm saying.
No.
Fair enough.
I said the same thing to Bull. I think that there is, from both sides, I think that it's smart to, you know, as a player, when you put pen to paper on something, whether it be to protect the university's behind or whatever, especially when they're saying, hey, listen, we've got these protocols in place. You've got to wear a mask here. You've got to do all these things. I think it brings yeah. awareness and makes it almost like more, hey, this is very important, right? I mean, and that is what I think they're trying to do.
I understand all that, Tim.
For a long time, and every time yeah. you get a credential, for example, to cover an auto race, you sign a waiver, you know, because I've always told my wife, if anything ever happened to me, make sure you still sue them, you know.
Right. Yeah, my only beef with it, Tim, is that it's, this big farce about it not being a profession. I mean, it's a big business, and the players aren't getting a cut of it. So that's why I've got a beef with it.
Yeah, it's a big business. But you know yeah. What you find out this year, just when there was a chance, you know, things were going to maybe we're moving in that direction. Now all of a sudden, you know, you're going to have some financial, you're having some financial strains. You're going to have some financial strains throughout sporting, and definitely in major college athletics. I mean, they're going to feel a hurt. You know,
yeah.
I'm just interested in see how this when everybody comes back and starts playing all at the same time. I'm talking about NFL, NBA, NHL, etc. I mean, what are the networks going to show? How much are they going to be able to, you know, follow up on their contracts that they've signed? What are your mm-hmm. going to be your obligations as a league, as a college football entity, to live up to the contracts that have been signed, et cetera? I mean, really, there's a big sort of a yeah. train wreck coming in the sense of televised sports and maybe some companies not being able to advertise like maybe they thought they were going to be.
Tim, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks for joining us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.